Iowa caucuses, coronavirus spreads. I'm John Trout. Democrats are making their final push before tonight's Iowa caucuses. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny is in Des Moines, where the process of the big push toward November's presidential election is underway.
Almost 1,700 of those town meetings across the state, in libraries, in schools, in church basements, and they will be gathering places for supporters of these candidates to come state their preference.
Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden appear to be the front runners, but Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg are within striking distance. Update on coronavirus. So far, more than 360 people have died in China, and more than 17,000 have been affected in 25 countries.
The executive director for the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says while many countries have imposed travel restrictions, including the U.S., it's not something the WHO is recommending.
There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade.
Yet those travel restrictions, bans, and quarantines begin today in this country. And there was one moment of levity at the WHO meeting Monday when Dr. Tedros got a bit of a coughing spell.
Don't worry, it's not corona.
Of the more than 151 cases diagnosed outside of China, there are 11 in the U.S., with six of those cases in California. I'm Jim Roop.
Six passengers shot on a Greyhound bus headed from L.A. to San Francisco. A fatality now reported in the early morning incident.
There was a total of six victims. Five were transported, one by air ambulance, and unfortunately one of the victims sustained fatal injuries here at the scene.
The LAPD Sergeant Brian Pennings, the shooter, was taken into custody. World stock markets are mixed. The Shanghai Composite Index tumbled nearly 8% in reaction to coronavirus. On Wall Street, leading indices are all higher. The Dow up 212 points. I'm John Trout.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first, a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these. Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma, your community, your choice.
Kokopa Casino and Resort is putting you on the fast track to earning with an all-new rewards club. Now it's even easier to earn gifts and rewards. Getting started is simple. Just drop by the Kokopa Rewards Club and get your new card. If you're not already a member, you'll have the chance to win up to $100 on your day of sign-up. Now you can earn rewards play and points for slots, table games, food purchases, and bingo. Get discounts on dining, entertainment, and more. Fun is just around the corner at Kokopa Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
A sunny and cooler start to the week. Today's high is 61. Winds gusty out of the north at 20 today and tomorrow. A sunny with 64 tomorrow. Nighttime lows around 43 the next couple nights. And then Wednesday, sunny at 63 with a north wind at 15. 41 Wednesday night.
Hi, I'm Ice-T. As a veteran, I know that for many former servicemen and women, the battle doesn't always end when they come home. Every day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and sadly, 20 take their own lives. When nothing else helps, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, rescues animals in need of forever homes, and trains them to become free, life-saving service dogs for our nation's veterans. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program. Let's give our veterans a fighting chance.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. It comes and goes pretty quickly, but so much goes into making sure that happens. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals and entertainment. Their work starts well before we ever film. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, provide guidance on training, veterinary care, workplace safety, and much, much more. Whenever or wherever we film with animals, American Humane is on set making sure we get it right. Today, their mission is more important than ever. Because when you're a director making a movie, a television show, a web series, music video, or commercial, you're taking on a huge responsibility. And nothing is more important than making sure all of the cast and crew are safe. That includes the animals on set. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU, and I'm in studio here with Russ Clark and Cody Beeson. My name is Sean Garner.
We kind of dumped your intro.
That's okay.
When I did the PSA dump, but,
That's all right. That's all right. We roll with the punches.
You roll with it.
Walk this way works.
All right.
You know, Aerosmith will work.
You knew that.
Okay. Hey, you know, I'm really excited about this show this morning because what we're going to be talking about is motorcycles.
I like motorcycles.
All right.
Who doesn't like motorcycles, right?
Moms.
Well, moms and wives.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I knew the answer. I'm glad
All
you
right.
asked.
I just alienated a lot of my half the audience. Shoot. Okay. Foot in the mouth. First thing. Well, I love motorcycles. I love getting in there. I like everything about motorcycles. I like, of course, riding them.
There's my 2-year-old from this weekend.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he ride that?
She. Oh. No, of course not. She's only 2. But I let her sit on it. It's got a Briggs & Stratton in it. It's made for a child, but for a 5-year-old.
He's showing me a picture of a small toddler. I'm looking across the studio here.
On a little bitty motorcycle.
It's like a crotch rocket motorcycle.
Yeah, it is. It's got a Briggs & Stratton. It only does like 15 to 20 miles an hour. That's enough for a 5-year-old.
Those are super fun, though. In fact, that's what I want to talk about. So,
all right.
Over the weekend, in fact, over the past couple of weeks, I've been working on this little mini bike that I got. I got it for my kids for Christmas, and I've put on about 98% of the riding time that bike has. But so we got this mini bike, and it's this no-name, you know, knockoff Chinese mini bike. And yeah, well, when I got it, it started up all right, and it would run here and there, but it wouldn't run off a choke. So the choke had to be on, and so it would just kind of putz around. And I was talking to, you know, a couple of my friends, and they said, you know, if it's not running off a choke, there's something wrong with the carburetor. And I knew that, too. We got to dig in that carburetor. We got to seal that thing and clean out all the gunk in there. Well, I'd taken that carburetor apart probably 3, 4, maybe 5 times now. I could do it pretty much blindfolded at this point.
Right.
And so I was working on it late Saturday night, just this last week, and I got the carburetor in my hand, and I'm like, okay, I've got a good friend, neighbor, John. I say, hey, John, before I put this thing back in, what last little tidbits of advice that do you have for me? Because it's kind of a pain in the neck, you know, getting it in and getting it all tightened up in there. And he says, okay, listen, you've got to, you know, make sure it's cleaned out. Yes, we made sure it was all cleaned out. Okay, we got it. He's like, the seals. Are the seals perfect? And I said, well, it's just the original seals that it came with.
No.
Yeah. And, well, it's a newer mini bike. It's a 2018.
Oh, so okay, it's not old. Okay.
No, it's not old at all. And so we start looking at it, and these seals are terrible. And in fact, we're looking at the carburetor itself, and there it says design inspired from Japan, but it's not a Japanese carburetor. It's total knockoff. Yeah. In fact, it had some patterns on it that looked like bolts, where a Japanese carburetor would actually have bolts where you could adjust it, nuts and screws and bolts, but they were actually just imprinted on the steel. And so I'm like, oh, this is what I got, John. This is what we're going to put back in here. And he's like, all right, well, if you're going to do it, you're going to need some sealant to put around and some gasket creator, basically. So they sell, and you're in the
it's kind
auto
of like
parts.
A liquid gasket thing, like a...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So this liquid gasket, what it does is it seals around the carburetor where it mounts up to the engine block, and it makes it airtight, which is really important for a carburetor because that it mixes air and fuel, right? So if it's not going to be airtight, then it's not going to mix them right. Anyway, I put it on, and he tells me as I'm walking away, you can't start it up right after you put this thing in.
Right.
You got to let that thing...
Dry.
Yeah, cure and dry up. So I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. I really want to start it.
The impulse took over.
Well, he knew me, and I knew me. So we get home, I get it all installed, and I'm just biting my lip not to start it up. But I don't. So I went to bed, got up the next morning, and well, went to church and did the routine, and then I came home, and I barely got my suit off before I'm out there, and one pull, and it's going. And now I'm riding up and down the street, and it's honestly 3 times as fast, more responsive. It's a more enjoyable, fun ride.
Good.
And it's super fun. So I'm thinking, okay, how can I keep it maintained like this for my kids? And I'm talking to a lot of my friends that have bikes very similar to this. In fact, the reason why I got this is because they talk so much about the fun that they had on their bikes. Didn't you have a little bike growing up, Russ?
I did. I think 10 years old or so, mini bike, yeah.
Right, every kid should have one.
Yeah.
Moms, wives again.
Yeah, they may not agree.
Yes, may not agree. But so one of the good friends that I have is Mike Green.
Yeah.
RV World. Yeah. Now, if you want to talk to somebody that knows motors, reliability.
He knows recreation.
He knows, yeah. If it has to do with recreation, that's Mike Green. It flows through his blood. And he's got quite a collection. Not only does he have the largest collection of RVs in Yuma, new and used, but he also has quite a collection of
motorcycles, Harleys, off-road, quads.
Some nice stuff. He knows motors, and he keeps them very well maintained.
Sure.
In fact, I had him dump a load of rocks at my house in my backyard one time, and he came and dumped it with a dump truck that is featured on one of these calendars. That they, you know,
he's got a truck
enthusiast, that it's just pristine. Anyhow, he's got this, what does he have? He's got a, texted it to me, a Honda, 1968 Mini Trail 50. And as I'm walking over and looking through some of his stuff, he's like, one of my favorite toys is this thing right here. And it's this 1968 Honda Mini Trail bike. And I said, are you kidding me, really? And he's like, yeah, this thing, it runs and every time. And it just works. So we got to come up on a break right now. But when we get back, we're going to talk about investing in things that work. Okay? And then taking the cheap route, like I often tend to do. So we're going to come back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure, just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Jay Leno live at Quishon Casino Resort.
Police say an 84-year-old man pepper sprayed a security guard during a dispute at a retirement community bingo game in Florida. The old guy said he was fed up, said he told the security guard he had it up to here, and that was just his pants, okay? That wasn't even counting. Pants up to here.
February 16th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, Quishon Casino Resort. Tickets at the casino box office are online at playqcr.com. 21 years or older.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason Garner and Hansen, and I'm talking about things that last. Talking about quality items.
They work. They last.
They work, right?
And you have a phone call. You want to take that?
Yeah, let's take
it. All right. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ, Mike Green calling in.
All things recreational. How are you, Mike?
So he's going
to... I'm doing great. I wanted to thank Sean for all the kind words there a little bit ago.
Well, Mike, you are an example of what, you know, somebody that understands recreation looks like. You live, breathe, eat, sleep, recreation. So was I off in any way on that trail mini bike that I was talking about?
No, you're spot on. My dad bought that thing for me when I was in the third grade. So that was right about this time of year. I got a birthday coming up, so that thing's going to be pretty old. Still pretty reliable, just like me.
Exactly. You know what, Mike? So when you start it up, is there a routine that you got to do? You got to go through and make sure it's, you know, perfectly tuned, or what's the reliability on this type of thing? Walk me through it.
Well, I mean, honestly, on that thing, you know, you start out with a good product. That Honda is, I mean, the thing's bulletproof to begin with, but Just a quick cleaning of the carburetor and a new spark plug and fresh gas, and it'll start every time.
Yeah.
And the thing's never been apart. And I wouldn't have any idea how many miles or hours are on the thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure I put a million on it when I was in the fourth grade.
And it's still... So who rides it today?
You know what? I start it every once in a while, you know, you know, after we're closed and the gates are locked and nobody's looking, I might take it for a spin around the yard.
I'd love to see you out on that mini bike. I have also another good friend in New York, and he is a world-class banker, and he's got one. It's the same era of bike, same brand and everything, and he says he loves that. He'll ride it all around. And
That's
is a guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing billion-dollar deals in China 1 week and in Europe the next week, and then he's out on his mini bike after that. And you know, you could have any motorcycle that you want. You've got this wonderfully successful business that you and your dad built from the ground up, and now you have the largest selection of RVs and recreational vehicles in Yuma, but you've got this mini bike, and that's what I love about you. You get down to the basics and that's where it all lies.
He probably took a few in on trade, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yep, there you go. Well, I mean, it's just the simple things, man. It's the simple things.
So here's my overall takeaway on this, and you give me your 2 cents. Investment up front for overall reliability and enjoyment. Well, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, you have to do that. I mean, you're going to pay for it now or you're going to pay for it later, you know, just depending on the product you buy. So just, you know, start out with a good, reliable product and maintain it properly and you know, buy it from somebody who's going to be around to take care of you.
And that's such a great point, because sometimes, you know, things just go wrong, regardless of how good the product started out. Sometimes, you know, you wreck it or, you know, something goes haywire on it. And if you can depend on the company or the person that you purchased it from, then it's going to turn out okay. I'll tell you, I went rented a RV from RV World last year about this time, and we took it up to Julian. And I had never done it before, so I was scared to death. And Mike gave me... a walkthrough and told me how to use it, but he also gave me his number in case I had any issues with it.
Wow.
And so when I got up there, of course I had issues with it. I couldn't figure out how to make the pop out come back in. And it was a real simple thing. You know, I had to turn the key the right way and push the button the right way, but I'd never taken out any travel trailer. And so I call him up, and it's probably 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. They answer the phone. It wasn't actually Mike. It was Mike. Who was it?
I think it was Bob, or serviceman.
Yes, it was Bob. And yeah, he walks me right through it. My family had the most enjoyable weekend out there in Julian, and because we got something that we have somebody we can call and then rely on to help us out when we get in a tight spot. So I really appreciate that, and I've tried to express it to you, and we returned it and since then, but I want to express to you how much I appreciate your company just being there when you're needed.
Well, I appreciate that, and back at you, I appreciate your company being there, because you're certainly there for us, you know, during some of the most trying times that we've ever had, and, you know, I could go on for hours about that.
Yeah, well... You're quite the staple in the community. Keep doing what you're doing, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call, and you guys all have a great day.
Okay, take care, buddy. You too.
It was nice of him to call.
Yeah, right? So, other things at last. I sold Cutco knives when I was 18 years old, and I looked around, and I asked Cody if he knew what Cutco was, and I asked Russ if he knew what Cutco was. Cody... turns out, sold Cutco. Do you still have some Cutco knives?
All right, the super shears are what I use for carne asada.
So super shears are their scissors, right?
Yeah.
That Cutco sells, and you can cut anything from. They advertise them for like cutting apart chicken. Yeah. And you can cut through the chicken bones and stuff like that, so they're real handy for that. But you can cut paper. You can cut silk. Those things, they cut smooth, and they will cut nearly everything. What did you say?
Pennies. I use it for carne asada. So if you ever cook carne asada, like that's...
Carne asada.
Man,
okay.
The best way to cut carne.
Yeah, instead of chopping it, you just take your scissors and snip it up.
But remember, so when you were selling it, they did the penny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you cut through a penny. Well, the newer pennies that are made out of zinc, not those older pennies that are all copper.
But you know what? I would get some of those older pennies, and yeah.
It's a little more work.
It would leave a little indent on my fingers when I was done, you know, pushing down, but it would cut them. In fact, I got really good. I used to make for the kids bowls. I could make a bowl shape out of a penny.
No kidding.
I could make a corkscrew out of a penny. I could do little designs. And the same set of super shears that I used, I cut over 1,000 pennies with those because I did a lot of sales. I sold over $50,000.
Demonstration work. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. And 3 months for those Cutco stuff, because I really, once I saw it, I was so impressed by it that just my enthusiasm kind of, it was contagious with the people that I would talk to. And you still have yours. How long ago did you get them?
Oh, man, it's been 20 years, 15, 20 years. Yeah, it's been a while.
You throw those things in the dishwasher when they get dirty.
Exactly, yeah, separate them out, just like the knives, too. I mean, I've never sent them back to be resharpened, although that's always included, that's free.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still sharp. I mean, it's sharp enough to cut me, so.
You should send them back. It's unbelievable, the customer service that they have. When I get around to it, right, it's one of those things you just got to set some time aside and package them up. But they, all you've got to do is send them to the company. They will sharpen them. If there's any pieces that are broken, like if a little tip is broken off, they'll send you a new knife. They never ask for paperwork. They don't ask for a receipt. They call it their forever guarantee because it's not lifetime. It's not just for you. You don't have to prove purchase. If it's got their name on it, they're going to stand behind it. And that's pretty amazing to me. And I really, in fact, Russ, you had some connection with Cutco too. I was really surprised.
My pocket knife that I carry every day is a Cutco, and I've had it 5-10 years. I don't know, a long time, but sharp as the day I got it. It's worn.
I ask Russ if he knows what Cutco is, and he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a knife, and there you go. So here's the point. Why am I talking about Cutco? Why am I talking about motorcycles? I'm an estate planning attorney, and I'm not qualified, right, to talk about steel and motors. But honestly, my experience shows me when you put on a little bit of investment up front to get a quality item, it pays you back 100 times over.
Yeah.
And when you buy a little cheap set of Walmart knives, then you're going to be frustrated when you use them, and then you're going to be buying a cheap set again a couple years later. And if you go back to Walmart and you ask them, hey, you know what, the handle melted in the dishwasher, you think they're going to replace that for free?
No.
And so investing in things that are quality really does pay out over and over again. And I want to talk about, of course, estate planning and how important it is to go to somebody that knows what they're talking about, that understands the laws when it comes to estate planning, that understands what pitfalls your family could run into, whether it's how to resolve disputes between children that might receive different portions of the inheritance, or how to protect a child that has a disability, or even how to protect a child who is just a spendthrift that hasn't learned the skills of spending money wisely, and how to provide an incentive for them to obtain those skills, or at least not blow the inheritance all within the first months or first year. And national average is 1 year.
Like winning the lotto.
Yeah, it's so similar to winning the lotto, is getting these inheritance, and I've seen it ruin many, many families, a large inheritance. And so what we work on is strategies that give you peace of mind while you're alive and provide incentives for your kids to continue on your legacy. We have to take a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey,
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The 2020 75th Annual Yuma JC Silver Spur Rodeo presented by Rain for Rent is February 7th to the 9th. Friday's Man Up Crusade Purple Day for Domestic Violence Awareness and Senior Day. Saturday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 2, performances at 4. Sunday is Military Appreciation Day and Ram Rodeo Day. Gates open at noon, performances at 2. Sponsored in part by KECY, Montana Silversmiths, YCAT, The Q Resort, Paradise Casinos, Hansburger Refrigeration, and KTTI.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Sprague Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Sprague's. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're gonna find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, gotta go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street. Next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Noel Sotelo, and this is your KYMA News 11 morning update. The U.S. now has 11 confirmed cases of the Wuhan coronavirus. San Benito County, California officials announced 2 new cases on Sunday evening. They say the patients are married, and the husband just got back from Wuhan, China, and the wife was infected in the United States. That makes this the second person-to-person case in the U.S. Earlier Sunday, the Santa Clara County Public Health Department confirmed a second patient there is infected. The other states with cases include Arizona, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Washington. The U.S. is one of 26 countries or territories outside of China with coronavirus. More than 300 people in the world have died of the infection, and roughly 17,000 people are sick with the virus. I'm Noah Sotelo, and this has been your KYMA News 11 Morning Update.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is 560 AM KBLU. I am Sean Garner, an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. We do estate planning. And I want to talk to you about some major purchases that you make in your life. There are 3 major purchases that I want to focus on. And it's my contention that these are the largest single investments that you make if you're an average consumer. Now, some people, you know, invest in, you know, large pieces of real estate and whatnot. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the average consumer. What's the largest single purchase an individual makes?
Usually house.
House, right. Okay, so that's an easy one. The next one is a vehicle.
Yeah.
Single purchase, you know, anybody, most people spend between $20,000 and $50,000 on a vehicle. And it makes sense to invest in those types of things because obviously your house, you go to do
shelter,
right? It's your shelter. It is the fundamental bottom layer of the pyramid of needs there, right?
Yep.
And your car gets you from here to there, right? You don't have a job if you don't have a reliable car. And so you invest in those things, and properly so. Another thing is estate planning, okay? Now, I know that's kind of like not as exciting as a car and a house. But what is estate planning? Did you snort into the microphone?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
I thought so.
That's a chortle.
Oh, good.
Oh, snort.
I see. So estate planning, it includes not only wills and a power of attorney and a trust, but it includes things like life insurance. It includes tax planning. It includes financial planning. So the things that you need to make sure that you're going to be financially secure over the long term, or you're going to leave your family financially secure. If you're married and you're the primary breadwinner with kids and you don't have life insurance, you better get on the ball, because
that's
responsible people take care of their obligations. And if you've got young dependents and you pass away and you leave them without some source, some resources to fall back on, that's not responsible. And so you need to get that life insurance. There are a whole variety of life insurance things, policies
very, very
you can get
affordable.
Out there. You can get term life. Yep. So if you're a very young couple and you can't afford to go invest in a whole life policy or something that is going to have a higher premium, then you get a term life, and it will cover, the amount that you're going to need, at least to set up your family to soften the blow, the financial blow that they're going to take when you pass away. So you need to look into that. And that estate planning encompasses all of that. So when you're going to discuss your estate plan with somebody, you need somebody that understands that there are these major components that come along with it, that taxes is it integral part of a good estate plan, understanding how taxes will affect you year to year and then when you pass away. Life insurance is an integral part of that, and financial planning, making sure that you don't outlive your retirement. So that's what I'm talking about when I say the word estate plan. Many people are like, what exactly are you talking about? Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about those three components. So let's say that what's the cost of these three major purchases, your house, your car, and your estate plan? I would say in Yuma, the average house sells for about $150,000 to $170,000.
Yep.
Okay. That's your average house. And so that's a significant investment. And your average car, we're talking about $30,000. Now, over the lifetime of those two purchases, what is the total cost of that house? Well, if you did a 30-year mortgage on a house that is $150,000, you're looking at a payment of about $800 a month. And if you get 5% interest, which is good. It's historically, it's actually very
good. And you can get that now.
Yeah.
It's easy to get.
And you can even get better right now, I think. I'm not...
Depending on your credit history.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not the expert on where the interest rates come in right now. But you can get, on average, about a 5% interest mortgage. And over the term of that mortgage, you're going to be spending $290,000 for that purchase, right? So that's a significant investment. With a car, here's something that I found that was very interesting. If you bought a car that's $30,000, okay, not unreasonable. That is a typical price for a newer car. And if you made payments on that and continued to have a car that was that value, over the lifetime of owning that car, that was, and I'm not saying just that car, but, as you trade in cars and you continue on with cars, over a period of 30 years, that would also come out to $290,000.
Easily.
Isn't that interesting? So your house and your car actually end up costing about the same amount. So now let's talk about your estate plan. How much does that cost? Well,
a lot less.
Depending, I guess, right? Because there's three different options that you have when it comes to estate planning. You've got the do-nothing plan.
Well, that's free.
That's free, right?
It's very expensive, but it's free on the front end.
It'll cost somewhere.
Exactly. Cody, you were telling me this little phrase that you said about when you're looking at investing in an item. What's the phrase?
Buy once, cry once.
Buy once, cry once. What do you mean?
So you can either buy, you know, that cheap Harbor Freight tool, or you can buy that Snap-on Mac tool, or somewhere in between. But normally when you spend a little bit more money and you buy something quality, you buy it once and you're done. Kind of like the Cutco.
Yeah.
I mean, how many knives have you purchased in the past 20 years?
None.
Right?
Yeah. I have the same Cutco set of knives that I used for demonstrations when I did all those, and I literally did over 1,000 demonstrations for knives. And in fact, I ran across somebody that they had a knife when Cutco first started, and that knife was 50 years old at that time, because Cutco was a 50-year-old company. And so it was brand new. In fact, the knife, it wasn't even for sale when they got it. They got it as a party favor when they went to this, it was a pots and pans selling little party that they got together, and they got this knife. Anyway, I had her bring out her knife so I could compare them with my knives, and I wanted to show her how much better my knives were. Huh. She brings out this knife. She's like, you know, I got a bunch of knives, but this is the only one that I use. And she brings out this knife, and it's this 50-year-old Cutco knife. And I'm thinking, wow, this is a Cutco. And so they still had the same style knife out, still same handle design, same material. And so I said, I'll make you a trade. I will give you this brand new knife that I've got that I wanted to sell you if you will trade me that 50-year-old knife. And in my block, in my set of knives at home, I still have that knife and I still use it every day.
You have the 50-year-old one?
She did it. Yeah, she was like, sure, I'll give you my old knife for a brand new, same brand of knife. And for me, what I get is this this really cool story. And whenever I went out to demonstrate knives afterwards, people would say, well, your knife cuts better because it's brand new, right? When my knife is new, it cut that way. And I said, actually, this knife is 50 years old. And that was, I mean, boom. If you want to be
a great deal.
Yeah, if you want to be powerful, that's 50-year-old knife. You're cutting through these different things. Anyway, you buy once, cry once. So estate planning, how much does it cost up front? If there's no planning, it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Except a good night's sleep, right?
Yeah, and your heirs pay for it.
And your heirs pay for it. So when you don't have planning, you know you don't have planning, right?
Right.
You know your stuff is not organized, and that if something bad were to happen, if you were to get in a car accident or to have a heart attack or a stroke, that there's going to be a whole can of worms opened up and your family is going to be paying the price, and maybe you are around to witness it, maybe you're not, but either way, your family is the one that's paying the price for that. So that's the most expensive estate plan option of all. The second is your traditional will and power of attorney. So everybody out there understands, you go out and if you've got a family, you need to have a will. If you don't do a will, it's the same thing with life insurance. You're not a responsible individual. You need to have it written out where you want your stuff to go when you pass away and who you want to be in control. And the state law will govern where it goes and who's in control if you don't. And I don't think anybody's sleeping good with that in the back of their mind, that the state is going to take over and control where your stuff goes and who gets it. So write out a will, and of course you want to have it done professionally so it's actually going to be enforceable when you pass away. The upfront cost for a will and a power of attorney is anywhere between $500 and $1,000. Okay?
But you've seen things go sideways that'll cost $10,000, $20,000 if they don't do it right.
Easily.
Depending on what it is.
Exactly. Now, a will and a power of attorney, there are better options out there, and those are your basic fundamentals. We recommend a comprehensive, even if you're going to use a will instead of a trust, we recommend a comprehensive plan that includes health care power of attorney, HIPAA authorization. That's where your loved ones can pull medical information if you're incapacitated, and additional documents like a living will or an advance directive that says, hey, if I'm on life support, I don't want to be maintained on life support and draining my life savings. I need to pass away of natural causes and peacefully. with comfort care, of course.
Yep.
So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the other options available. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and Life.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoons from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times at the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the road reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Sprague Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Sprague's. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're gonna find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, gotta go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner. I'm in studio with Russ Clark and Cody Beeson, and we are talking about
Quality.
Quality.
Yeah.
Long-term investments. And we went through the house. You know, obviously, you want to go quality for your house, location, who built it, suitability for your family, cars. You want to go with a brand that you rely on. But more so, I mean, as much at least as important as the brand is the company you buy it from.
But and let me just state something. The way you've been talking, like the Cutco and all that, we know Cutco's a premium product, and I think I paid $90 for my little pocket knife.
And that's a lot if you think about a pocket knife, because I can get Walmart.
One for $10, $15.
Yeah, right?
Of course. But with your product, you're not priced higher than other people. In fact, I've known people that have paid more for work done that you do that don't get as good a product. So I wouldn't. I'm going to put you in that quality product, but not in that. You got to pay more to get it.
Yeah,
you really don't.
Yeah, I would say we are in the Cutco range now. Yeah. Cutco, if you're looking in the range of knives, they're right up there with Henkel.
Yeah.
Right?
All that stuff.
And the other quality knives. But the thing about these is the customer service, bar none.
On Cutco?
Oh my goodness, they're wonderful.
I think they're a better knife. I've had some Engels.
Yeah, right?
I think Cutco's a better knife.
So
even if it's not foreign.
Even if it's not foreign. You know, honestly, when it comes to steel, you want U.S. When it comes to tools, you want U.S. If it's a tool and it's made in the USA, it's going to be a good product. We go foreign sometimes when you're looking for like off-road vehicles, like, you know, the Honda motorcycle. But back to estate plans, a lot of people think that you need to go to Phoenix or San Diego if you want a really good comprehensive estate plan. And I don't doubt that there are good attorneys in those places. The thing about it is you also want the reliability that you can go to someone that you can look across the desk and can look them in the eye and you say, hey, listen, this is what I paid for. This is what I expect. And you can do that next week, next year, 10 years from now. And when I'm looking at a product to buy, sometimes I'll go to the store and I'm looking at two products and I'm looking at, let's say, a DeWalt, right? A DeWalt tool. We know those are good tools.
Sure.
And then I'll look at this other off-name brand, and it'll say lifetime warranty. Well, that lifetime warranty doesn't mean anything to me, because when I'm using a tool, I need it to work when I'm doing the project, right? And that warranty, if I had to send in the receipt, and then I've got to send in proof as to how it got broken, and I've got to wait for the company to respond, and they're dragging their feet, or maybe they're not even in business anymore, then that warranty is a piece of garbage. It's not worth anything to me.
Right.
So when I buy the tool, the name is its warranty. And I don't mind if it says it's got a lifetime warranty, but I'm mainly looking for what is the experience that I've had with these types of tools in the past. And so that's what I'm gonna tend to go
for. And a reputation from mechanics.
Yes.
They'll tell you.
So with estate planning, this firm has been operating for over 45 years in town. We have a brick-and-mortar building where we don't get to just blow out of town, right, if things aren't going right, and leave our customers high and dry.
Right.
We are here to make sure that when the most difficult times in your life are facing you or your family, you can come in and you can talk to us. You can look across the desk and understand what it's going to take to make the plan work right. We got a caller. You're on air. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can buy a 2x4 anywhere. You can buy a drill anywhere. It's the service and the people that sell it to you that take an interest in your project or what you're doing that's going to make you go to that place.
Yeah. So when you say that, where's your favorite place to buy?
I'm sorry?
Where's your favorite place to buy, like, those types of things, 2x4s or drills?
Oh, I'll walk into the little local hardware stores. Big boxes, they don't care about you, you know.
Exactly.
You can walk into Walmart and see is there a favorite thing, falling prices?
Yeah.
And you had that misconception that anything in the middle of that aisle was the cheapest anywhere in the world, and it wasn't.
Yeah, in fact, even if the price is lower than other products that are similar to it, the overall long-term cost gets more expensive. And yeah, you're right. You go in, and Walmart provides a good service, honestly. I'm not one of those that just thinks that Walmart is the demon and destroying all in, you know, good mom and pop industries, although it does, there is something to that. But it's the fact that when somebody takes pride in the service that they provide and the product that they deliver, that's the type of person you want to deal with.
Well, and then when you walk in someplace and they call you by your first name and they ask you how you did, I mean, that's an interesting, whatever it is that your project may be, that's where you're going to go back to.
Yeah.
Because that guy knows me. He knows my name. He's kind enough to ask me, what am I working on? What's going on? He's going to listen to me. That's where you go back to.
So I didn't get your first name. What's your name?
It's Clyde.
Clyde.
It's Clyde, the local Democrat.
Okay. Oh, Clyde. So, Clyde, have you been to a decent Garner and Hanson seminar?
No, I have not.
That's okay.
But
I'll tell you the end.
I need to.
I'll tell you the conclusion of what you'll learn if you go to a seminar. And we have some coming up. But if you go to a seminar, at the end, what we'll do is we'll walk down a list of services that we provide and that we would like, if you're interested in coming and sitting down for a free consultation, to discuss with you. We'll talk about our prices for those types of services. And at the very end, what we talk about most of all is we say, and we have it in big, bold letters down at the bottom of the screen. We do it on PowerPoint. It says, what we're looking for is a long-term relationship. We're not looking for just a client that comes in and gets one-time service from us. We're looking for a long-term relationship. And I think that's kind of what you explained, what you want to look for when you're going and doing a purchase, whether it's a 2x4 or a drill.
True. But I also find it, I think, being a local native, I think your firm, and trust me, my family, all the way back up to my grandmother, has used your firm from back in the days when you were on 16th Street and 4th Avenue.
Okay.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I can tell you, I think you truly build your business one customer at a time. That's the old-fashioned way.
It is. And I appreciate the call. I didn't anticipate it, but I really appreciate the call. Thank you, Clyde. So let's talk about what the cost of an estate plan is. You can you can expect to pay about between $2,000 and $4,000 for a very comprehensive, well put together estate plan.
Some are more complex than others. That's the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, what we're going to do is we're going to start down at the basics. Where do you bank? What type of house do you have? Where is it? What kind of cars do you have? What kind of spending do you do? What kind of income do you have? And we're going to put together an estate plan that, honestly, I've had more people than not walk out of the office with tears of relief than tears of grief, because they feel that weight lifted off of their shoulder when they feel like this is now organized, something that was this...
It's a peace of mind issue.
Bear, yeah, that was just... so hard to tackle. These individuals, Deason, Garner, and Hanson, we put it together where you can handle it. That's all the time that we have for this week. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason, Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.